About 20 people sat with the three school board members and district superintendent who came to discuss the potential name change. School board member Mike O'Brien told the group, "It's never too late to do the right thing in removing a criminal's name from the school." But resident Sherry Renson says the community identifies itself through the road.
We want the identification of our area, our geographical area, to remain intact with the school.
In the 70s, elementary student numbers boomed all over the borough during and after construction of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. 500 children from homes along Badger Road were shuffled into the old McKinley Junior High building on Fort Wainwright. It was called the Elementary School for Badger Road Kids, so the words Badger Road Elementary School were more a description than a title. It wasn't formally named until a new building was finished for the school in the early 80s. For about a month in the summer of 1982, the school was named the Harry M. Badger School. After approving that name, the school board immediately rescinded it at their next meeting, and the school continued to be called after the area where the students reside.
Badger Road is named after Harry Pedophile. It is, and maybe because he had the money, he built the road, we built the school, we all live here. But the problem is we identify with Badger Road. We don't identify with the bad man that grew strawberries.
The district has posted on its website articles about Badger's crime, his guilty plea, his rape conviction, and the community outrage at the lenient sentence he received. There is a policy that schools not be named for criminals, so school board member O'Brien was asked where he would draw that line. For example, if Barnett School, named after early Fairbanks mayor and scoundrel E.T. Barnett, would also be granted a name change.
I think there is a line there somewhere. My personal belief is that a pedophile is on the other side of that line for an elementary school.
The school board has had a lot of input through email comments, but this was the first community meeting. Board President Heidi Haas says it will be on the board's agenda in November. I'm Robin, reporting for KUAC.